This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the central government is committed for the development of nomadic tribes and communities. The Prime Minister was speaking at a function at Vashim in Maharashtra after launching various initiatives related to the agricultural and animal husbandry sector worth around 23,300 crore rupees. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Banjara Virasat Museum in Paharadevi, which underlines the rich heritage of the Banjara community. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and other dignitaries were also present on the occasion. Speaking after inaugurating the Banjara Museum, Mr. Modi criticized the Congress regime for deliberately keeping such marginalized communities away from the mainstream. He said it was the National Democratic Alliance government which established the Welfare Board for the development of nomadic tribes. Later, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects in Thane. Later today, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of Phase 1 of Navi Mumbai Airport Influence Notified Area NERNA project and Thane Municipal Corporation. Voting has ended for the single-phase assembly elections in Haryana for 90 constituencies. 61% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. 1,031 candidates were in the fray. Voting was held at a total of 20,632 polling stations set up across the state. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said adequate security arrangements were made at all polling stations, along with a webcasting facility to ensure free, fair and smooth voting. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India will not engage in discussions with Pakistan regarding its relations at the upcoming Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Islamabad. He said this while interacting with the media during the Sardar Patel Lecture on Governance organized by the IC Center for Governance in New Delhi today. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that his participation would be focused on the multilateral nature of the event. The Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO has successfully conducted 3 flight tests of the 4th generation very short range air defence system at the Pokhran Field firing ranges in Rajasthan. The tests conducted in the last 2 days were carried out against high speed targets demonstrating very critical parameters of maximum range and maximum altitude interception. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has congratulated DRDO, the armed forces and the industry involved in the successful development trials. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the new record of khadi sales as an encouraging achievement. In a social media post, he remarked on the rapidly growing trend towards Swadeshi among countrymen. Khadi India achieved record sales with products worth 2,01,37,000 rupees sold in just 1 day at the Khadi Bhavan in New Delhi on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti. An Israeli strike targeted the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli early this morning, marking the first time the city has been hit amid ongoing tensions. The situation continues to escalate amid rising hostilities in the region. Israel has intensified its airstrikes on Lebanon, expanding operations beyond the Israel-Lebanon border, where it had engaged in limited exchanges of fire with Hezbollah. Recent bombardments have targeted Hezbollah strongholds in southern Beirut. Israel claims to have struck Hezbollah's intelligence headquarters and has reportedly eliminated significant members of the group's leadership. An outbreak of cholera has killed at least 359 people in 33 Nigerian states between January and September this year. In an update on the cholera outbreak in the capital city Abuja, the Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed a surge in the number of suspected cases, which has risen to 10,837 this year. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Sri Lanka have set a target of 94 runs before Australia in a Group A fixture underway in Sharjah. Batting first after winning the toss, Sri Lanka scored 93 runs, losing 7 wickets. For Sri Lanka, Neelakshi De Silva was top scorer with 29 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.